White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360, we're JB and Whitney, and here is some good news we've collected for you.
Good. Let's do it. I need it.
Tennessee has been dealing with some terrible flooding, especially this past weekend. So an amateur helicopter pilot.
That makes me nervous.
That does make me nervous.
Even the successful expert helicopter pilots have issues.
You could be a highly skilled helicopter pilot.
And still
crash. But if it's not what you do for a living, you are considered an amateur.
He's not a professional. Right. I see.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Because, helicopters go down all the time by professionals.
Oh, I know.
They are notoriously glitchy.
I've been in helicopters many times. It scares me.
I've never been in one. Would you go in one again?
Okay. I'll give you my scariest helicopter situation.
Okay. All right.
In a helicopter.
Well, you lived, so.
In a helicopter.
Okay.
In Tel Aviv.
No, you're lying. You've never been to Tel Aviv. I already called BS on this.
I went to Tel Aviv in 2018.
Why?
Because the Giro d'Italia started there.
Oh, biking or something. Is that biking?
Yes. Cycling. And we were going to take a helicopter out of Tel Aviv to way inland. I mean, this is in the middle of the damn desert.
Yeah.
Where a stage was going to end. And I worked with Lance Armstrong. He was going to do this group ride with a bunch of locals and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. We take a helicopter, and we're leaving Tel Aviv, going down the coastline, and the pilot literally, you know, you got the headphones on, is how you communicate, because it's very loud, and he's like, on your right here is the Gaza Strip.
Oh, my God.
Which my whole life.
Have heard.
You've heard about it in the news, because the Israelis and Palestinians are constantly fighting and hurling bombs, and we're in a helicopter flying in that area.
Oh, my gosh.
Scary.
But nothing happened. So it was the words that scared you.
It was just the...
So there was no
the thought of
turbulence.
Being shot down by rocket launcher.
Yeah, but...
Ugh.
I personally would not get in a helicopter in Tel Aviv, but...
All right. Moving on.
Yeah.
So with the flooding, this amateur helicopter pilot jumped in. He and his fiance saved 17 people who were stranded in the flooding.
Oh, my gosh. I love
that. Isn't
that cool? That's so cool.
A 12-year-old kid in, obviously a kid, a 12-year-old in Rochester, New York.
12-year-old man.
probably dated a 12-year-old man at some point. They exist.
Well, that is true.
This 12-year-old kid in Rochester, New York, named Sean, broke a world record. Tell me if you could do this.
Okay.
Swinging... on a swing set for 36 hours.
Okay, I could totally do it. I love to swing. But how do you get breaks? Do they allow? Obviously, you're not peeing your pants.
Usually in those Guinness record things, you can take, they actually usually require breaks so that you don't.
Certain breaks.
For
but
safety
a 12-year-old, how do you sleep? Like, you're swinging while you're sleeping? I don't know. And then let me ask you this, as a parent. I know. As a parent, if your kid came to you and said, I want to try to break the Guinness World Book of Records for swinging, and the record is 30 hours or 34 hours, I would be like, honey, no.
I would probably say, yeah. I'd be happy if my kid wanted to do anything. It doesn't matter what it is.
That's true.
Dad, I'm going to make the biggest pile of dirt in the world. Okay. Go for it.
Oh, man.
I'm in.
That would be difficult to... I mean, and as a parent, you would obviously want to be there the whole time, too. So did the parent win some sort of record as well?
I don't know. Strangest kid award.
But that's great, I guess. I shouldn't make fun.
Other good news. A guy matched with a woman on Tinder. Then this is really pretty interesting. She realized that his dog was her old dog. Her parents put it up for adoption in 2018, and he was the one who adopted her dog.
How would she? I guess
they met for a date. He brought the dog along on the date, and She's like, that's my dog.
That is bizarre. And then they got married.
No.
They broke up.
That was
10
it. It was
hours
a Tinder
later.
Date. And it, the story even says.
It was a hookup.
Yeah, the story doesn't even say. Yeah, it was probably just a quickie.
That's what Tinder
with,
is.
With the dog watching.
Right.
Which is always weird.
It's okay. It was family.
But the story even says it's not clear if they
that
are still dating.
That is crazy. I was about to say, I don't know if I mean, could you really recognize your dog? But I guess
oh,
you could.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Every dog I've ever had, sure.
You could. Yeah. Because some, I mean, like my, one of my bulldogs looks just like all the typical, stereotypical bulldogs. So I'm wondering if I would be able to recognize
I would think you would know.
I feel like, you know, I hope so.
Now this is badass. Okay. Scary, but
bad. Is it full ass?
Full ass. Not half ass. Full ass.
Full ass.
A mom just outside of L.A. Okay. saved her 5-year-old son from a mountain lion on Thursday, which we do have mountain lions around here, by the way.
In Austin we do?
Yeah.
What? There's no mountains here?
We have mountain lions. Trust me. I've seen one.
Mountain lion.
In East Austin.
Is there another name for a mountain lion? Bobcat?
Those are different. And then there's coyotes and there's foxes.
Mountain lion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've seen foxes on my street.
Well, foxes aren't scary.
Well,
lion.
A fox will kill your cat or a small dog.
Okay,
so, yeah,
but
they're
not you.
No, they're not going to hurt me.
But a mountain lion. So what happened?
She went into mom badass mode.
Yeah,
which
mama
any
bear,
mom would.
Of course.
Any mom would. So the kid was playing in the front yard. It attacked him. Dragged him more than 100 feet. Yeah. How scary is that?
Oh, my God.
The mom caught up to it and started punching it. Until it dropped the kid. They got the kid to the hospital. He's doing okay.
Oh, my gosh.
He's in stable condition.
Never play out in the front yard again. This is the scary part. Do they
mountain
say
lions
how old
can
the,
get in the backyard, too.
Do they say how old the kid is? No, that's true.
5.
I mean, thank goodness she had eyes on him in that moment. Because he could have been just gone in a second. And she was
like where is
washing
he gone?
The dish.
Right.
Yeah. That is crazy, but
kid goes missing, and they just find bones in the woods later.
What?
Because they ate
couldn't it. You have said like a shoe or something? Bones in the woods.
This is good news.